We are joined in the media center by our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner here at the Auto Club Finals. A first-time winner, Gianna Salinas, took down Jerry Savoie in the final round. And with that victory, makes Andrew Hines the champion. Gianna, an unbelievable day to get your first win. And the air conditioning is blowing right down on you. I'm sorry, maybe your leather jacket is here. But just talk a little bit about how special this day is.
I mean, on Saturday morning, I was just fighting to qualify in... I never would have thought that I would be able to pull this off. And I came into today saying, you know, whatever happens, happens. Win or lose, I get to end, you know, the season on a high note. But just to be here right now in this moment, it's just, it's not something I ever thought would happen this soon.
First round, you're going up against Andrew Hines. He was in the championship lead, and it was, to most, a foregone conclusion that he was going to win the race, become the champion in that moment, and instead, he lit the red light, sending you to the next round of racing. Just take us through your emotions in that single moment.
Well, I mean, on race day, it's, I mean, I know I'm new at this, and I'm so fresh, but, and he's an amazing racer, but it's race day, you can never, you know, go against anybody and think, you know the outcome. Anything can happen, and just it happened, unfortunately, but I gave it back to him, so it's fine.
Well, exactly. Then all of a sudden, second round, you got Steve Johnson, Matt Smith in the semis, and both of them have bike failures, putting you in the final round against Jerry Savoie. Yeah. But you got to beat Jerry, otherwise he becomes the champion, and he had a bike problem.
I know. I mean, it's insane. Not a single run I made this today was a spectacular run. I mean, final round, that was probably one of the worst runs I've made all weekend, but it got the job done, and sometimes consistency is all you need to win.
Let's open it up to questions from the media for Gianna Salinas, first-time winner here at the Auto Club Finals. Yes, Kevin McKenna.
Did you get your $1,000 from Matt Smith yet?
I did, yes. He actually came, paid me cash, got it on tape.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to pay some bills.
How intimidating was the whole experience today?
I'll be very honest. It's never really bothered me who's in the other lane. And a lot of that's because I'm so new at this. So, I mean, the worst that can happen is I lose. But to me, I mean, just to be able to qualify is a big deal. So it's I've never really been bothered by who's in the other lane. I'm just there to race my race and focus.
Did you ever think about collecting the $5,000 against Matt? Did you think that even if I lose this race, I still win if he goes on and wins a deal?
I did, yes. And before that run, he said, you know what you need to do to get $5,000. And in my head, I was thinking, well, is $5,000 really worth beating you? And at the end of the day, it's not. I'd do anything for that run, and I made it happen.
When you got to the final and you'd had all this great luck, do you kind of say to yourself, today might, you know, anything can happen, and wonder if it might actually continue?
I did, yes. It was, I felt very lucky for sure, because like I said, not a single run I made this today was a spectacular run. So, and when it's your day, it's your day. And I mean, that a lot of that just goes out to my crew and Mr. Underdahl, Gary, Karen, Scrappers Racing, my sponsor True Disruption, just them taking a chance on me and supporting me through this whole process. It's just, it's good to be able to give something back to them.
So, who gets bragging rights now at the Salinas household?
I do. Oh, yes.
So
yeah.
He already knows.
Yes.
What did he say, though?
He's just unbelievably proud of me. And from day one, he's, you know, been there to support me. My whole family has. And it's been a rough season. I've had really good runs and I've had really bad runs, which I'm sure everybody's aware of. But just at the end of the day, there's just nothing but support from my family.
If anyone would have told you at the beginning of the year when you had your struggles that you would win a race before the season was out, what would your response have been?
I would have said, you're crazy. Because honestly, I didn't even think I could do this. And it's just, it's so overwhelming just to think that, excuse me, just to struggle as much as I did this season. And to come back from the crash. And I'm just happy to be able to qualify out here. I mean, this class is so strong. You have amazing racers out here, and I'm just fighting to be able to hang out with them. So I definitely would not have expected this at all. So I'm truly blessed. I owe all of it to my crew and to my family, to my sponsor, True Disruption.
What was the most profound lesson you learned this year?
How to lift, definitely. But really just never give up. Just keep going no matter what, no matter what anybody says. And I have to believe in myself, most importantly.
John, after you went down, there were a lot of people that said you didn't have enough experience or walk away from the sport. And when you stood up on that podium, you said, this is a message that anybody that says you can't do something, look what I just did. How fulfilling is that for you to be able to make that come true?
It feels so good, honestly. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of people out there to say some nasty things, but I mean, people have said bad things about my family and I since day one, since we entered the sport, and we're just here doing our thing, enjoying it, having a good time as a family, and, you know, this just happens to be part of it, so, yeah.
Let's go to the final round in that. Rounds early on, you know, the red light with Andrew, that was a red, and so you won, and mm-hmm. with Steve and Matt, those things happened down the track. But with Jerry, it happened on the starting line. So there might have been some indication for you that he is having a problem over there. Were you aware? Did you know? Was someone trying to indicate, like, my gosh, they're having problems over there?
No. So nobody in my crew told me. I had no idea. I just figured something happened halfway down the run. Everybody said that they could hear it and that his bike was sounding weird. But I was just trying to focus, just trying to calm down. So I did not have any idea.
Very
so you
interesting.
Didn't have any indication he might be trying to play a trick on you or something?
No, I thought it was a little interesting. I was like, maybe he's trying to, you know, stage a little late. I was like, but I don't know. I was like, he's taking a while to stage, but I had no idea at all.
So how are you going to celebrate this first win?
Probably go get dinner with my family, something.
Yeah. There you go.
Nothing too crazy.
That first round, when you had a red light, did you see the light or did you just go and all of a sudden, nobody's next to you?
No, so I thought something happened to his bike. I didn't see the run because I saw him with me, and then all of a sudden, I just saw him out of the corner of my eye stop. So I was like, oh, maybe something happened to the run, but I didn't realize he red lit. I rarely ever know when I win a round, when it does happen. Just I'm trying to focus on the end of the track and slow down. I'm not thinking anything about the lights at all.
Yeah. Before that first round, or the day before, did anybody try to get in your head?
No, I mean, this class is an amazing class. Everybody out here, they know how difficult it is to be able to do this. Just to get the bike down the track from point A to point B is extremely difficult. Not a lot of people realize that. So every single rider in this class has been extremely respectful, extremely supportive, and they've never tried anything, and that's why I love this class so much.
And there you have it. Gianna Salinas, now a winner in the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series Pro Stock Motorcycle category in 2019 season Auto Club Finals. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you know the last time someone won a first time pro stock motorcycle race win was 5 years ago?
Wow.
The first really? Like a new winner, and it was Jerry Savoie.
Really?
Oh, 5 years.
NHRA stat guy dropping a stat.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Gianna.
Thank you very much. Thank you.